It's Around the House. When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Thank you for tuning into Around the House. We have two national experts, myself, Eric G., and Caroline B., helping homeowners and contractors tackle those projects around the house. This, of course, is not your typical handyman show, as we take a deeper dive into projects so you know how to complete them. We will help you tackle that new project while keeping your health and wellness in mind. We talk about everything from your latest DIY project to a healthy home and what you need to think about before you jump in. The national radio show airs on Saturdays across our network, and then the full-length podcast is released on Saturday afternoons in two separate episodes. Make sure you subscribe to get notified of when that new episode drops. We also have a midweek special that hits in the middle of the week and our Pro Insider podcast, which is for the trades and construction that airs each Thursday. Myself, Eric Gorenson, and healthy home expert Caroline Bozowski are here to help you with your home projects. We also have interviews with such experts as Kevin O'Connor from This Old House.
Well, I'm in the same boat as you, Eric. I mean, I grew up watching it as well, and I never went into the trades professionally, but you know, I did the same thing. I hunted it down and watched every episode and watched it with my dad and my brothers. Even fought my college roommates for the remotes, you know, to try to switch off the basketball game to This Old House in the dorm room. And it worked out differently for me because now I'm the damn host of the thing, but only because I grew up watching it and loved it and just had a passion for it.
Jeff Devlin from Stonehouse Revival from DIY Network.
I know. So first of all, to go back, we were canceled. We were told, you know, we're done. And 2 years later to get that phone call in the middle of COVID being like, we want to start back up. I thought it was a joke again. I thought it was like a prank.
Or David Applebaum, Architect of the Stars in Los Angeles.
Like, you know, like actually the both of you. I mean, if I have a question about construction that I don't quite have the answer, I always call Eric. Eric is so on top of all the latest and greatest, and that is so helpful to me. And, you know, every time I have a question about health or some kind of mysterious, I don't know what's going on in the house, even if it has nothing to do with mold, I talk to Caroline because she is, nothing is ever settled with her. There's always something else. What about this? What about that? So when you have smart and curious people in your circle, it really makes your life a lot easier.
Molds are like super cool. Like people think I'm nuts. I've been doing mold for, I don't know, what, 20 some years, and it's amazing, but they're super smart and they're colonizers. So when you clean up mold, for example, and you only touch one part of it, say you have a whole basement, it'll signal to the other mold. So it'll say we're being attacked. Now, if that mold has the ability, not all molds can produce mycotoxin, only some can. But if it signals to it and it can, it'll start throwing out all this mycotoxin saying we're being attacked, and it'll tell the other molds to do it and activate them. That's why it's really important when you do a remediation or a cleanup, you do the whole thing at once. You don't want to piecemeal it. So it's kind of amazing. There, you know, these creatures have been around since the beginning of time. And also a caveat to that, molds produce a couple things. They produce volatile organics, which are called MVOCs, which are chemicals just like paint. That's what you actually smell. And that's the odor that they start releasing for lots of various reasons. It's kind of like smoking cigarettes in your home. And they also can produce mycotoxin if they have the ability. And that's what we call those toxic molds, or those hydrophilic fungi, we call them, the ones that have that ability to really make you sick. But not all molds do, but regardless of the type, you know, you don't want it there and you don't want it proliferating. And the easy way to get rid of it is humidity control, for sure.
Try giving us a listen. We're here to help. And thank you for listening to Around the House.